conversation. We have no services from the Queen of Cheap this week. We're left to our own devices. That is Jennifer and Kenny and Doug. But that's okay, because we have a lot of devices, if you know what I mean. Where that came from.
I don't either.
Welcome to another Great American Day on the Good Day program. A week from today is the 4th of July. Things have slowed down around the country so that a lot of people are on vacation. We will be here, all of us, or as many as I can rustle up next Thursday when we have the 4th of July. Notice that there has not been as much conversation, at least today. I haven't found it to be there. The case because of the gay marriage discussion and the arrest of Mr. Hernandez and whether Nelson Mandela is dead or alive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Mr. Snowden has been pushed off of the front page, or at least the top of the front page. Mr. Putin, Vladimir V. Putin. Does anybody know what the V stands for in the middle name of Vladimir Putin?
I think it's Vladimir Putin.
Is it really?
Yes.
Can you do that?
I think so, because it's Vladimir squared, I believe.
Really? Vlad.
Vlad.
Yes. He has ruled out sending Mr. Snowden back to the U.S., so there's been a rift now in relations, but there have been plenty of rifts in relations. Think about it. In my lifetime, I was thinking about this yesterday, there has always been more or less a problem with the Ruskies. Always. Can you think of a time that the Cold War was over when Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? Well, Reagan and Gorbachev got along well.
That's how Scooby would say it.
What?
Gorbachev.
Yeah. Anyway, so Putin said that Mr. Snowden had committed no crime on Russian soil, and as far as he's concerned, he's a free man. Well, anyway, whether he is or he isn't, he's still, I think, in the airport, isn't he, Kenny? Somewhere around the airport?
Yeah, as far as we know,
yeah,
still in the airport.
Okay. What's going on with the immigration bill? Do we have any reports on that? I think we actually do have immigration. Let's do that cut, will you? I'll not do a pejorative on John Gibson talking to Sarah Palin. This is about Republicanism and parochialism and patriotism, according to these guys anyway. Let's listen to, I think, Michael, it's cut 313.
I think conservatives should turn their back on Marco Rubio.
Every politician should be held accountable for breaking their campaign promises. Kelly Ayotte, bless her heart, she said on her website as a candidate that her top immigration priority would be to secure the border. No excuses is her quote. No excuses. And she was absolutely against amnesty. And yet Kelly Ayotte and Marco Rubio all the others.
No, it's blah, blah, politics, and you know how I disdain politics.
I do miss that voice, though.
What, Sarah Palin?
Yes. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
It was good to hear.
All right, so yesterday here in Massachusetts, the announcement was made that in a special election on Tuesday, because of John Kerry becoming the Secretary of State, his Senate seat was up, and a longtime political pro, some would call him a longtime political hack, named Ed Markey, became the new senator. It was apparent that Scott Brown didn't want to run as a Republican, even though he might have won against Markey. And the reason I say that is because Markey got 600,000 votes, and a guy nobody had ever heard of before named Gabriel Gomez, who was a veteran. He started a local business, guy in his late 30s, early 40s, good looking, came across well. He got 500,000 votes. So if it had been a name that people could have recognized, and I think that's what the folks who support Scott Brown said, hey, he could have beaten this guy.
Mm-hmm. Did they know your name?
Yeah. That's all it was. Gomez, the political world of Markey, I mean, he's been in Congress for like 32 years or something. He, by the way, is responsible, Markey is responsible for the complete mess that the radio world, the telecommunication world, is in at the moment. In 1996, he was chairman of the congressional committee that oversaw and put together the bill, which was called the Telecommunications Act. of 1996, which allowed companies to buy as many radio stations as they wanted. It allowed the basic bottom line telephone carriers charge whatever they want. And so, but it was all in the name of you getting better service. Mm-hmm. How's that working for you, folks? How's your better service going? You can thank Ed Markey for that. Anyway, so he won, but just by the hair on his chinny chin chin. Is, again, here's a guy who came from no place, out of nowhere, and he got almost as many votes as Markey did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the, I mean, maybe is that a sign, is that an individual sign, a mark against Markey, if you will? Or is it a sign of the times where people are just so tired of the same old faces and the same old names and the same old plans and the same old process? Is that what we see here? We've been talking off and on, certainly this year, but in the last couple of years, about a dramatic change, which most of these guys don't even get.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it. They don't smell it. They don't sense it. Somebody somewhere has got to be smart enough to figure out. I mean, Rand Paul or some of these other mavericks that came from
I
no place.
That word too.
What,
know.
Maverick?
Maverick.
Maverick is the legend of the West. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Some, they're old-timers that remember. That's from James Garner's first appearance as an actor on a television show that lasted 4 years called Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Warner Brothers cowboys in the 60s. I was looking at a picture of Garner. Man, does he look old.
Really?
Woo! Gonzo, yeah.
Well, he is kind of up there, isn't he?
I think he's 80. Yeah, he's only 84, 85, but he smoked so much during his life. I think that's what's... when people smoke, it really does a number on how you look. Your skin, your body internally, externally, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a reflection of it. At any rate, all right, so what are we taking care of here? We haven't talked about gay marriage, but is there anything to add to this?
I know, is there anything? I think the most interesting aspect of this is how people have handled this announcement on social media.
All right, so give us an example of why you find that intriguing.
I feel like social media blew up with this announcement, and I think it was interesting to me.
You mean people all went to it to say, wow, what's the real story?
Yeah, and it was interesting to me how mean people were. And the ones that were against gay marriage, but the ones that got the right. I noticed a lot of people making snarky comments like, hey, I just got the right to marry my partner. Doesn't your marriage feel threatened now? You know, those kind of snarky,
stupid
nanny, nanny, nanny comments, which I thought was kind of odd, actually. I thought it would be more positive and celebratory, but there seemed to be a lot of snark floating around there. And I'm sure it was on both sides. I just happened to have a lot of friends, I think, who supported it and were being snarky.
Right. Yeah. Well, the question now is what's next in the gay marriage fight? And pretty much what's going to happen, it would appear, is that these advocates for this position will try to legalize same-sex marriage all across the country. In the next 4 or 5 years, I bet they will be successful.
Did you notice a lot of snark yesterday, Ken?
Oh, yeah. On both sides. But lots of anger, lots of words we can't say on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that Mike Huckabee made a comment about it and was...
That was a big
attacked,
one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was attacked, and there are none of the responses that I could read on the radio of what people said to him on Twitter.
Yeah, people were pretty mean to him. And I think what he said was more just sticking to biblical stuff.
Jesus is crying is what he said.
Yeah,
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. That's a point of view that has a large following.
It does. But here's how I kind of do it. You can be religious and you can be against same-sex coupling because it is not for procreation, as the Bible would state. But the Bible also, especially like the New Testament, talks about how God is an accepting,
loving
God.
Yeah.
So I think if it doesn't fit what you think is right or wrong, that doesn't mean that you have to necessarily be mean about it. I think you can accept and love people without necessarily approving or thinking what they're doing is right. Yeah. Don't you think?
You're right.
If you're going from a compassionate place...
Compassionate conservatism.
Oh, yes, I like that.
The president is in Senegal today.
In where? Excuse me?
Senegal is in Africa.
Sangola?
Sangola. No, that was Jack Bauer who was in Sangola. President has come close, though. He's in Senegal, and he's trying to tighten
Senegal.
up. Yeah. tighten up ties with African countries. There's a cynic who suggested the reason he's there is because he's waiting for Nelson Mandela to die so he can go to the funeral. And Nelson Mandela hasn't obliged yet. He's still alive, Kenny, right? But he's on life support systems, whether or not they take him off or not. Who's in his family? He's got how many children?
I'm not sure, but I did see within the last hour that the hospital has called all his family to come to the hospital.
This is a sad loss, I think.
Yeah. I mean, why would you know, he meant a lot to a lot of people. It was a symbol.
That's exactly right. He's a symbol of peace.
Yeah, he was. Yep. Just like Southwest is a symbol of America, he was a symbol of peace.
The airline?
Yeah. Didn't you see that in their advertising? Mm-hmm. A symbol of America. Huh. Isn't that the way I say that? Yeah. A symbol of America. Ooh. Dramatic.
We should use that.
Yes, we can. Right, the Doug Seven Good Day program. It's 18 after the hour. We're a symbol of American freedom and justice.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for $1.39, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
I want to say hi to Sophie, who's listening. What a great name that is, isn't it?
I like that name. Sophie. And very popular right now.
Yeah.
Sophie and Sophie are very
Steve Wozniak, who is a computer whiz of some note, says that Mr. Snowden is a hero because what he did came from his heart, and he had no real way to benefit as far as the money is concerned, or possible money. You don't buy that?
Yeah. 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 Only time shall tell.
21 after on Good Day. This is your time.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with soap, solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
All about how
our life is spent wiping sweat off our brow,
and we'd like to take a minute just to stop and say
what goes down on the farm in a typical day.
So there have been a lot of people who have asked me about the significance in terms of the Doug Steffen website. You can sort of, you don't have to dump that, Michael, but make it so that I'm not fighting with these guys. They are the Peterson Farm Brothers, who have a couple of these farming tunes around that are clever. I think that's the best way to describe these things. I'm farming and I grow it, and this is one called the French Prince, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No, hello, you shouldn't have been. This is from,
that was
taken as a knockoff of that. All right, but I can't talk with in the background, absolutely, Michael. So let me make my point here.
And then we can listen.
Well, I suppose, yeah, in a sense. The question that people are coming up with is, what is the connection? I see a Doug Steffen dog. People who don't listen every day or all the time are not familiar, perhaps, with the fact that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So when things like this come up that seem to be out of left field, in a manner of speaking, the comments are interesting, and I thought I would read you some of them. The headline on this particular part of the website below my picture is Raw Milk Dairy Farm, Humane Animal Welfare, Non-GMO Open Space. You're supporting the healthy lifestyle of drinking raw milk and other things that we create in my farm. I've been around cows all my life. I have a dairy farm. I live on one and have there's not a time in my life when I haven't been around cows.
Mm-hmm.
Other than when I was, you know, maybe between the ages of 1 and 3 or 4. Since then, I have come to learn how wonderful these animals are and how they need to be protected. A lot of people who are listening to me now who are farmers, they're like machines. You grow them, they give milk, they don't give milk anymore, you kill them, and they go to McDonald's. I can't wrap myself around that. Never have. There's a video that I did at the Easley Farm website, or actually at Indiegogo. If you want to check it out, you can follow the whole thing by going to that little box where it says food, and then in red, the Raw Milk Dairy Farm. And it highlights what we're doing in this crowdfunding, aiming to raise money to do some of the things on the farm that I can't do because it's expensive and things are not the way they used to be. It's very difficult in a suburban situation to have a farm like this exist with 300 cows. So there's a lot of support from people all around the country, in fact, all around the world. Here's one of the comments that came from a lady who actually, I think, does listen to this program. Her name is Janet. She looks at the Easley Farm website and sees all the things that bring to her wonderful memories. She says, thanks for your comment. We love seeing the antics of the children visiting the farm. And what we've asked is that people who are sort of into this, if you wouldn't mind emailing your friends and forwarding some of the updates of the campaign with some of the notes that have come from some of the people who just have looked at all this stuff and said, what a wonderful thing to do. And I'm not looking for anything other than maybe some support from people who really identify what living on the farm, a family farm, is all about, because so few of them exist anymore. Here's another comment from somebody. My four-year-old grandson has to visit the farm when he comes to my house. We love the cows. Been visiting there since he was one. He was given a loaf of bread to feed the cows in the barn. He was so excited and said, I'm like a farmer now. When you see a four-year-old kid.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet.
And it is good, yeah. I think, for people to kind of get, because then you find your place in the whole scope of the circle of life, I think.
Right.
Being on a farm humbles you a lot.
Yeah, well, it grounds what
as
it does
you well
for
know.
Me is it grounds me a lot. And otherwise, doing what I do for a living might put me in a different place than where I am. This is basically the reality of life is here on the farm. So if you want to check it out, you can do it at DougStephan.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Coping with the loss of a pet. You know, one of the most difficult times for a person is dealing with the loss of a loved one. For most people, the term loved one means a human friend or relative. If you are the guardian of a pet, then you realize that that term loved one has a much broader meaning. Everyone will react differently to the loss of a pet, and how your pet died and how old they were also are important factors regarding how you will react. Grief, confusion, anger, guilt, and depression are all normal, typical reactions. Regarding anger, as with any loss, it's not uncommon for a person suffering the loss of a pet to find someone or something to blame, even if that means themselves. Remember, guilt, when you love and nurture a pet, you tend to feel the responsibility. And when you let them go or they move on to that rainbow bridge, you're going to feel guilty. There's going to be depression. What you need to do is find a support group. I'm not just talking about your friends. They might not understand the relationship you had. There are support groups given by humane societies all over the country. You need that support group to get through this, because a lot of people don't realize just how close people that live with pets are with them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
But that's what music can be. Certainly is a poetic.
The cashier this past year.
Yeah, that's a good story. How many of you have been cashiers at all? Ever work in a store, handle money, Kenny?
I did. I've worked in several bookstores and back in the day when they still existed, record stores.
Yeah. Like that. How about you, Jen?
I've never worked retail, but I have to tell you, did I ever tell you my life's ambition when I was a young child?
No, you didn't, but please.
My life's ambition when I was a young kid was to be a ballerina and a checker at Kmart.
Oh, you have told us that.
Because I always wanted to be a cashier because I thought it was so fun to have a cash register. Oh, my goodness, and press buttons.
We had at the dairy store, we had an old cash register we used to use. But some of the less honest employees managed to figure out how to help themselves to the cash. And actually, even with the new, see, this is a little attention to small store owners and small entrepreneurs that use cash registers. And you don't have video. I'd like to think on the farm that all the kids and the adults are honest. Well, found a way. We have one of those cash registers in the store that has all of the items. So let's say somebody's buying 2-scoop ice cream. They just hit that and it automatically charges them whatever the charge is.
Right.
But if you buy more than one thing, let's say you buy an ice cream cone or you have 3 ice cream cones.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who's at the cash register is clever enough to figure, wait a minute, I just am going to hit the button for one
cone.
Right. Yeah. And put the money in my pocket for the other two.
Right.
And that's what has happened.
That's terrible.
It is. That's why a few people...
Can I ask you a little favor? A little flavor?
A little flavor,
baby. The next time I come visit the farm, I think that you should let me work in the store for a few hours so that I can get my ambition of working retail out.
I think that would be perfect.
I promise I won't take any ice cream money.
You're welcome to take whatever you'd like.
In fact, you can pay me an ice cream. How's that? I'll just come in and I'll have an ice cream cone and I'll work for 5 hours. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it.
You wear the appropriate clothing, you could get that ballerina thing knocked out too.
That's right. Exactly. I could do it all at the same time. I could do ballet dancing and checking out people at the same time.
That's very good. All right, I like that. I was thinking about the way people have come to me, even in the store. They want us to put certain things in the store because the store is identified with a certain style of food and the way of living, the local board movement, all that stuff. So even in a small store, we get asked for what amounts to product placement. And this is something on the radio. I don't know that we can do this, although we can, to a point, mention things sometimes casually, and that's
this
worth
segment
credit.
Brought to you by Geico.
Right. Well, not even that. You could mention Geico and or Starbucks. Like there's
I'm
a story.
I'm drinking some of my Starbucks coffee right now.
Yeah. Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, if you look at DougSteffen.com today, you'll see a story about a couple in Connecticut having trouble coming up with a name for their baby, so they got customers at their local Starbucks to help them come up with a name. There's Starbucks on my website. Kenny's put up a logo of a Starbucks cup of coffee. What's that worth? That's worth a lot of money. Because everybody who comes, thousands of people check out the Good Day website every day, and they'll look at the headlines from today's show, and they'll see that Starbucks logo, and they're not paying for it. They could. Maybe they should. But they aren't. And what would happen if I had developed a way to, sort of in a less conspicuous manner, have people come to us, like Starbucks ought to be the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, right? You know, how many times have we run that logo past... Yeah, I mean, I just think what people don't realize is how you are inundated with these
messaging.
Product placements. Did you know that 2/3 of the huge expense to make Superman, the Man of Steel, was paid for by 100 different companies who put product placement into the movie? So the movie was paid for. You don't get this. This would be a great conversation to have with Chucker, our movie guy. The money that we talk about, the box office totals, that's what it rakes in when it actually goes to the theater.
Yes.
Right. But in this circumstance with Superman, there were 100 product placements that paid for 2/3 of the... What is this? This was like $180 million movie, wasn't it? How much did it cost Kenny to produce this movie, the Superman movie?
$150, $180, something like that.
Yeah. So... $120 million of the production costs were taken care of by the product placements. So what about product placement in other platforms? For example, how about on our Twitter page? What do you think of that, Kenny? The way to make Twitter pay off would be with product placement somehow or other. The way to, and this is, I guess, something that I'm suggesting for people who have small businesses and want to get some help. This is the way to do it. Put your product prominently. Make a trade, barter, something. I do with the other farmer here in town who has a produce farm. I call them truck farms because they grow stuff and take it to market. That's what we call them when we were kids. So he's got a truck farm. So at his stand, at his counter, there's a coupon for 5% off of a cone at Easley Farm, which is down the street. At Easley Farm, we have a coupon that's good for 5% off. The next time you go to Hanson's Farm, you want to buy veggies, get 5% off. You got this coupon. And that's something that we all can do if we're smart. Helping each other out is really what it's all about, I think, anyway. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Jennifer and her dad and I do this all the time. We are always trading back and forth.
Right.
We here's traded this, Jennifer.
Yeah, I know. Somehow I became part of the negotiation. Along with the goat. It was really weird.
Right, exactly. All right, let's get to some serious discussion of the various rulings from the Supreme Court. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, will give us a few minutes of renderings on the significance of all of these actions coming right up here on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. He's got two great websites, including Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams, providing you with the latest info on items that you need to look out for. There's always a scam. There's always a problem. There's always a scam that won't fix it, but the people who are running the scam will tell you you can fix it that way. What I wanted Steve to spend a few minutes with us on is kind of from our own point of view, all of the Supreme Court decisions. There are a number of them that have come out this past week. Which, in your mind, is the most significant, Steve?
Well, you know, there were some big ones. The affirmative action ruling was very significant. The voting rights decision, frankly, I didn't think was as significant as many in the press made it up to be. And then there is certainly the decision yesterday regarding DOMA and same-sex marriage, which is a major step, I think, in the right direction regarding same-sex marriage. But it may not be quite as broad as people think. So those are the big ones.
All right. So when you take these apart, the ones that will have, when you say big, is it the long-lasting effect that they have that makes them most significant?
Yeah, I think you can look at one of the big issues in the same-sex marriage case, and it goes back really to a precedent in the Lawrence versus Texas case, and that was the one years ago in which the issue of whether a state could make homosexual activity a criminal act, and the Supreme Court said no. A very angry Justice Scalia said this is going to pave the way to same-sex marriage. And he was absolutely correct on that. It was cited in Massachusetts when the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court became the first to allow same-sex people to marry. And then it was also cited yesterday by the Supreme Court. The key thing here is that the issue was that regardless of morality, the state does not have, and the federal government doesn't have, a right to make laws just because they consider them to be moral or immoral, that what people are doing in their own private lives is up to them. And that's a major change as far as the states go. And the Supreme Court's decision regarding DOMA, in a way it was kind of easy to predict. And during the argument, Justice Kennedy, who is a swing vote but generally goes with the conservatives, made a big point of saying, you know, he said, I'm more concerned with the thousands and thousands of children of same-sex marriages where their parent's marriage is not treated the same as anyone else's. And in fact, he incorporated that same language into his opinion. The big, if you're in favor of same-sex marriage, the one thing that they didn't do, and they didn't do it with one little line at the end in which they said our ruling only applies to those states that allow same-sex marriage. And the big thing was that federal benefits, Social Security, income tax benefits, and those would be allowed to same-sex couples in states like Massachusetts. But not only did they not find any fundamental right in the Constitution to marry whomever you choose, but in addition, they didn't require the other states to recognize it. So if you have a couple married in one state and move to another state, they will lose those benefits.
All right, quickly, a couple of other things here in the next 60 seconds. The arrest of Mr. Hernandez and what he's trying. You look at these cases, the Zimmerman trial, Whitey Bulger's trial, this guy Hernandez, they seem to have him dead to rights. Is this just another news media? I mean, you look at all of the coverage of this thing, especially locally, and you wonder, okay, this guy's just another jerko jocko who gets caught because he's on steroids, perhaps. Who knows? But do you think there's too much attention being paid to all of this stuff?
You know, frankly, I do. I mean, there were literally hundreds of reporters that were there at Hernandez's home. What bothers me the most is rather than informing the public about how the courts work, they become almost like gladiator games, and they're part of entertainment. Yeah. As well as the big thing that bothers me is that the media is in such a rush to be first, they don't care about being right. And so far, there's already been a lot of misreporting about what's gone on, and this is something that we've seen around and around and around, and potentially it can affect potential jurors in these cases. So
yeah, right.
I'm not a big fan of this.
Well, that's what I was sort of alluding to when you looked at how hard it was to get jurors for any of these trials. It just makes a mockery of the system. We allow it.
To the Zimmerman trial, they started out with a knock-knock joke. The defense really did. Knock-knock, who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, who? Okay, you can serve on the jury.
Yeah, right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Legal Opinions here on Good Day. Check out Scamicide.com. In a moment, Jennifer's going to check out the television news for today right here on Good Day.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates. Vinyl wood plank, cork, every floor is on sale. And your special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
All right, let's get to television news, Jen. Jen, I don't know how much more we need to say about Paula Deen. We actually played some of the Today Show interview yesterday, so what, any more fallout on that?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about the fallout. I mean, I think people have probably seen that Today Show interview that has really been ripped apart. The Today Show website online ripped her apart, saying that they gave her failing marks, I guess, in her, is how they put it. But it hasn't affected her book sales. Advance orders of her new cookbook, which is a lightened up version of her favorite recipes, have skyrocketed up nearly 1,300% on Amazon.
See, I'm telling you, this is a podcast play for her.
Oh yeah, you could. That's how she'll have to save it. The book comes out in October. Another product that isn't suffering is her annual cruise. She does one with Royal Caribbean, and they apparently say it's still in high demand. They've had many requests from her fans. And then the Food Network says that it was actually contemplating ending their agreement with Paula Deen even before this whole controversy began. She did lose two more endorsement deals yesterday, one from Caesars Entertainment Group in the South. They had some Paula Deen-themed restaurants in some of their properties, and they are going to rebrand those. And then she was also dropped by Walmart yesterday, which is probably a big deal, because I think they sold her pots and pans and, right, you know, Walmart.
Now the Jennifer Horn line of pots and pans will be featured.
Yes, and mine will be pink. Thank you
very
much.
Nice.
She also hired, and this is kind of interesting, and TV news, she also hired the crisis PR person that is the subject of the TV show Scandal.
Yeah, that's a good show, by the way.
And that's probably a good thing for her to do.
Yeah, right.
Now,
that's a very good show.
A little love drama. Courteney Cox, who stars in Vancouver town has officially been linked with her co-star. Ooh, Brian Van Holt. He plays her ex-husband on the show, but not her ex in real life. Apparently, they're getting kind of hot and heavy. They've been going out for about 6 months. David Arquette said that they have an emotional affair together.
Sweet. Ah. 51 past the hour. That's the story here on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day. Tom Kreitler, who's one of the contenders. He should have been a contender. He actually is a contender for your heart and mind and informationally over the weekend. A lot of great things on the Money Pit radio program. We always get a lot of questions from listeners. Sometimes we have an opportunity to get to them. Sometimes we don't.
There are times we distract you,
too. Yes, that's right.
Sometimes we go it depends on how many home improvement questions you guys have for your right. own money.
Look,
pits.
A piece of tile.
Right. Look. Well, never mind. Well, I actually do want to promise at least a few of you will get to your questions in a moment. Tom, here from the Money Pit. Fixing up your home is in the focus in a moment on Good Day.
$1,000 on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Come into an AT&T store today to test push-to-talk that's truly instant.
How instant?
This instant.
How about now?
Yep, still that instant. Come in to test AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Tom Kreitler, as I said, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program at MoneyPit.com. See, I got it right that time. How about that?
You did.
You're impressed, huh?
Very impressed.
Summer energy, smart thinking, air conditioning on, hot. It's where you are, it's hot. Where I am, it's hot. It's hot. I was in Kansas City the other day. Hot, 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 hot,
yeah,
hot,
that,
hot. So how do you, is there a way around being able to, I mean, you look at the electric bills, oftentimes they're higher this time of year than they are in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's true. A couple of things to help keep you cooler in the summer. First of all, if you want to try to minimize use of the air conditioning, at least in the morning or in the late evening when it's cooler out, one really smart thing to put in is a whole house fan. Now, don't confuse this with an attic fan that just, you know, vents your attic. A whole house fan mounts in the ceiling of the upper level of your house, so if it's a two-story house, maybe the hall ceiling in the center of a colonial, for example.
Yeah.
And you turn it on, usually on a timer switch, and it takes air, it depressurizes the house. You open up a few windows or doors, and you have this nice breeze mm-hmm. that pulls through the house while the whole house fan is operating. And that can be enough to get you to avoid turning the AC on for maybe an hour or two in the morning, and again, as much in the evening. Sometimes in the evening, you can set it on the timer, go to bed, and by the time you're sleeping and it goes off, it's cooled down enough. So whole house fans are smart. I also want you to look at thermostats. If you don't have a clock setback thermostat, get one. What are you waiting for? And if you want one that's really smart, have you seen these Nest thermostats that were invented by the guy that invented the iPod?
Yeah.
These Nest thermostats are really cool. They're Wi-Fi thermostats. First of all, when you get them, they look like you get a new iPhone. They're packaged the same way. It's really cool. But what's neat about these is they're controlled wirelessly. So, for example, if I'm in a different location and I'm coming home, I can turn the air conditioning on from my smartphone, and it'll cool off the house before I get there. And also, they've got this sensor so that if there's no one in the house, you set an auto-away temperature. So if no one's walking near the thermostat, it basically shuts down. And then automatically, without you having to physically go there and turn it down, or without it having to be one of the periods of times that you set it to go down, if there's no move in the house, you don't need the air on, right?
Yeah.
So it drops it automatically. I got to tell you, I've got a Nest in my house, actually two of them, and it's really saved me a significant amount of money. So little things like that can add up, Doug.
Yep. All right, that's a good point. Let's talk about what Gil has. Actually, I have this. I haven't had ants in this house for a long time, but I have ants. And it's not a major problem, but I, like Gil in Georgia, I'm looking for some natural remedies. What do you suggest?
Mint. Have you planted mint around the foundation of your house? That's a great thing to plant. First of all, it's nice to have fresh mint to enjoy with your lemonade or your iced tea. But mint is a natural repellent for ants. So that's a good thing to plant around. You know, it grows very, very easily. Another thing that you can do inside the house is you could put some bay leaves around. If you sprinkle bay leaves around, maybe your counter when you're seeing an ant problem just for that period of time, that will detract them as well.
So you get bay leaves at the grocery store, right?
Well, either that or better off, ones you grow on your own.
Yeah, all right. So mint outside, bay leaves inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's how often do you get questions like that on the Money Pit program that you do every week?
Pretty frequently. I mean, everyone's all interested in green everything today, including green pest control.
Yeah, all right. So get rid of your green ants with mint around the house outside. I'm going out and I'm going to get
green mint.
Yeah, green mint. Exactly, and green bay leaves. Tom Kreidler at the Money Pit.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?